Seattle could double its funding for social workers who work with older adults. Council member Tom Rasmussen has proposed adding $250,000 to the city's budget specifically for social workers at senior centers. It's part of the budget package that the council is expected to vote on today. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna visited a senior center and files this report.
The mood at the Ballard Senior Center is festive. But when Bernie Sadowski first came here in 2009, he didn't care about life. His wife of 50 years had died. Sadowski says he didn't know what to do with himself.
It was like, okay, I'll go to sleep when I feel sleepy, no matter where I was. I didn't care if I woke up, only because it was like, okay, what am I waking up to? Because I realized, where am I going? There's nobody in the house.
Sadowski's doctor told him he was going through depression and suggested that he go out and socialize. Sadowski's daughter took him to the senior center.
Frankly, this saved my life.
Sadowski credits the social worker at the center for helping him through those dark days.
They suggested, okay, how about some classes? Sure. How about bingo? And I got playing that on Wednesday nights, bingo, and came for dinners and started meeting people. And geez, I found out, holy cow, there are a lot of folks in this place that have got much bigger problems than me.
Senior centers are more than just a place for older adults to socialize. They also provide support and referrals for those who are struggling with grief and other challenges related to aging. Most senior centers have a social worker on staff, but under the current budget, they can only work 20 hours a week. Janice Hine, the social worker at the Ballard Center, says it limits what she can do for the people she's trying to help.
Some days I'll see 15 people in one day, and to provide follow-up to each of those people is really challenging, working only 2.5 days.
Hine says having the extra hours would allow her to do more follow-up work and to reach out to people who might be isolated. Last year, the Ballard Senior Center served about 4,000 older adults. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.